Australia's local hero for 2026 is Indigenous construction leader Frank Mitchell, whose four companies collectively employ over 200 people. The proud Whadjuk Yuwit Noongar man is the co-director of Wilco Electrical and the co-founder and director of Carden, Bulja and Bilya in the trades and construction industry.
They each individually offer opportunities for mob to get into the construction and electrical industry. I'm really proud to recognise that the impact that we've had with myself and my teams is that we have achieved 70 Aboriginal upskilling positions over the last 10 years. We've also awarded over $11 million to Aboriginal subcontractors, ones in which we have seen grow from, in some cases, one person contracting through to now having their own teams and their own Aboriginal upskilling programs.
680 people have been recognised as part of the annual Australia Day Honours List, acknowledged with an Order of Australia. 10 people have been appointed the highest honour, the Companion AC of the Order of Australia, including Olympic sprinter Cathy Freeman. The Kuku Yalanji Mbiridi Gabba athlete made history at the 2000 Olympic Games when she took a victory lap barefoot bearing the Aboriginal flag. Miss Freeman spoke in recent days about the honour.
It's a nice time to, yeah, get present with things I guess I'd achieved and, you know, considering the perception that folks have of me and, yeah, just to be revered in this way. It's, as my mother says, it's a lovely gift.
Astronaut Catherine Bennell-Pegg is Australian of the Year for her contribution as the first astronaut to qualify under Australia's space program. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has welcomed the nation's newest citizens ahead of ceremonies across the country on Australia Day. He's urging people to come together and celebrate everything that unites the nation, describing Australia as the best country on earth. In a pre-recorded message, Mr. Albanese said the day is about recognising the fullness and richness of Australia's history.
Whether your ancestors have known and cared for this land for 65,000 years, or whether you join our Australian family today, pledging your loyalty to our people and our democracy at citizenship ceremonies right around our nation, we all count ourselves lucky to call Australia home. Yet this country we love and everything we have achieved together is not the result of luck. It has been built, defended and strengthened over generations by countless acts of service, courage and kindness.
Protests are planned for cities around the nation today as the country remains divided on whether to change the date of Australia Day from the January 26th. Jacob Boehm is a Noongar man from the Kurna Nations of South Australia who hopes today First Nations Australians can mourn and reflect. In the face of intense public debate, he told NITV Radio he increasingly uses the day to switch off his phone and reconnect with mob, country and family.
The debate that goes on, I find that really, it's really noisy. It's a really noisy day now. So I try and find ways in which I can just rest and be peaceful.
In 1938, First Nations people inaugurated a day of mourning on the 26th of January. Australia Day became a national public holiday in 1994. A large-scale search is underway for an alleged triple murderer reportedly seen on the weekend in Mount Hope, a small town in New South Wales. Police have asked residents there to be extremely cautious as Julian Ingram is believed to be armed. The search for the 37-year-old has entered a fifth day after he allegedly shot and killed three people, including his pregnant former partner, in Lake Carjaligo on Thursday afternoon. The council worker is an experienced bushman and the search is made difficult by the area's scrubland and farms that span tens of thousands of hectares. Ingram has a long criminal history and was on bail after being charged with domestic violence offences in November. Anyone impacted by the issues raised can call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. Crisis support is also available 24/7 on Lifeline 13 11 14. And the Men's Referral Service is 1300 766 491. Victoria Police are searching for a 12-year-old boy identified as Danny who went missing on Sunday, 25th of the 1st, while swimming at Venus Bay. Danny was last seen swimming at Number 4 Beach at about 11:30 a.m. before his family began searching the area with help from the public. Emergency services were notified shortly after 1 p.m. and launched a large-scale search involving several agencies. The rescue effort was paused overnight, but it's expected to resume early this morning. A pack of aggressive dingoes will be put down after being deemed unacceptable public safety risk following the death of a Canadian backpacker on Queensland's Gari. 19-year-old Piper James was working on the island when she went for an early morning swim on Monday, 19th of January. Her body was later found near the wreck of the SS Mahino, a popular tourist site surrounded by dingoes. A preliminary autopsy found drowning was the most likely cause of death, but also revealed evidence of pre-mortem dingo bites, raising the possibility she fled into the surf to escape the animals. Rangers say they have observed aggressive behaviour from the pack and have deemed an unacceptable public safety risk by environment and wildlife officials. And now to sport. In snowboarding, Scotty James has made history with the Australian snowboard champion, beating all-time great Shaun White for the most X Games medals, with a spectacular showing in Aspen. Less than 2 weeks out from the opening ceremony at the Milan Cortina Olympics, James's build-up for his fifth Games could not have gone better, as he bids for an elusive gold medal to add to his silver and bronze. James secured the X Games win with two groundbreaking runs under lights in the superpipe. The 31-year-old included a switch backside 1440 in his run, the first time the trick had ever been executed in the competition's 25-year history, to earn a score of 92.33. Southeastern states in Australia are expected to endure extreme heat today, with Adelaide forecast to reach a near-record 45 degrees. The hottest day for the city was December 2019 at 46 degrees. The summer heat wave is also affecting Victoria as 6 major bushfires burn across the state. 175 kilometres southwest of Melbourne, the Carlisle River fire breached containment lines on Saturday night and has since grown to more than 8,500 hectares. Yesterday, Sunday, residents of nearby town Gellibrand were shocked by its speed.
The word I've been using is eerie. It happened so quick yesterday, like, you know, I think from 2 o'clock to 2:30, we went from no fires to fire to you're in evacuation zones.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth is showers or two clearing at 23. Adelaide is sunny at 45. Melbourne is cloud clearing at 30. Hobart is mostly sunny at 24. Canberra is mostly sunny at 33. Wollongong is partly cloudy at 25. Sydney is partly cloudy at 27. While Brisbane is seeing a possible afternoon storm at 37. Cairns is seeing showers, a possible storm at 31. And Darwin is seeing showers with a storm at 32. And that wraps up the latest in news, sport and weather. You're listening to NITV Radio.